Today is Wednesday, June 12th, 2019. Nintendo Direct's E3 has dropped, and we have all the details. All this and more on today's edition of the Gamer Daily News Podcast. All the biggest gaming news stories delivered in less than 10 minutes. I'm very happy you're here. Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's hump day. Hope your week has gone fantastic so far. We're halfway through it. So if it's not gone good, well, it's about to get better. My name is X1. Let's do this. Nintendo Direct's E3 was today, and we have all of the news stories, or all the big highlights anyways. I've just compiled some of the highlights. A lot of this is coming from different news sources. Primarily, I used Forbes, as well as I, of course, watched Nintendo's E3 Direct. If you haven't had a chance to see it, I would go over to YouTube. Just type in Nintendo E3. It'll pop up. It was big. I think it was the biggest Nintendo Direct, or the biggest, sorry, conference of E3. They just had a lot of stuff to announce, a lot of stuff to show. It was all software all the time, a lot of big games, some big news. These are just some of the highlights, but again, if you want to see the whole thing, just search on Google, on YouTube, wherever you want, and you'll be able to watch it, no problem, for the Nintendo E3 Direct. First up, though, what really stood out to me was Super Smash Bros. Ultimate DLC. That's right, the Direct opened with the introduction of the hero character from Dragon Quest Echoes of an Elusive Age. There appears to be about a half dozen characters to play, as with moves taking inspiration from its turn-based RPG style of combat. The show later closed with the reveal of another DLC character, one fans have been clamoring for years. After a brief heartbreaking tease, it was revealed that Banjo-Kazooie would finally arrive in Smash Brothers. That's right, Banjo-Kazooie, it's here in Smash in all of their glory. If the big collaboration from Microsoft and Nintendo isn't unfortunately a brand new title in the series, it's still a great addition and actually bittersweet seeing their old Rare compadres, Donkey and Diddy Kong, cheering on the announcement. The Bear and Bird will arrive in fall, while the Dragon Quest heroes, well, they hit this summer. Luigi's Mansion 3, it's coming. One of Nintendo's big titles of the year got a full overview in the Direct. The first entry in the series since 2013, Luigi's Mansion 3 sees the gang visiting a luxurious hotel that, get this, it ends up being haunted. Each floor of the tower has a particular theme to explore, and Luigi's new Poltergust brings with it a few tricks, like being able to shoot plungers to pull at objects in the environment, doing a zoning attack that against surrounding enemies, and the ability to slam ghosts in the ground and against walls. Pretty cool stuff. Go take a look. This one really got me going, baby. I love Luigi's Mansion, one of my favorite games of all time. The trailer also showed off its online and local multiplayer mode called Scare Scraper. Like the version in the 3DS entry Dark Moon, the four-player multiplayer mode randomly generates a floor for the players to clear together. There still isn't a firm date set for the title, just that it will be available in 2019. I'm betting we get it in October. Seems like games are either coming out in October or they're coming out in March of next year. That seems to be the theme this E3. Next up, we have Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening. This one is no surprise here. We already knew about it, but they showed it off a little bit. Everything about this remake of the 1993 Game Boy entry is arresting. Whether it's the music or the new animation and art or the idea of stealing a bow from a vengeful shop owner again, the Link's Awakening remake is shaping up to be as special as the original, and it showed in today's video, in today's announcement. The director trailer showed off Amber Dungeons, where you create your own level and complete it to get rewards like a bottle. It also revealed the release date of September 20th. 2019. That's this year, guys. September. Look forward to it. If you like Link's Awakening on the Game Boy, this remake, it does look good. Oh my goodness, in one of the biggest news stories from Nintendo, if you're a fan of Geralt of Rivia, if you like magic, if you like wandering the world and messing with monsters and doing some of the best side quests in any game ever made, well then The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt Complete Edition, it's gonna be for you, and it's coming to Nintendo. That's right, heavily rumored to appear, Geralt and company will be taking their talents on go with Nintendo Switch in 2019. Yes, even on a commute, you can put your adventure on hold for another game of Gwent. This game is huge. This is a giant undertaking. If you've ever played Witcher 3, I mean, it's a 100-plus-hour game easily, so being able to play that on the go, on the Switch, is a big bonus. It looks cool. I'm so excited. Witcher 3 Wild Hunt on the Switch on portable. Can't get any better than that. Or can it? Well, actually, I think it can, just a little bit. And that's because Animal Crossing New Horizons, that's right, they announced Animal Crossing's New Horizon. They brought it. It's coming. I'm a huge Animal Crossing fan. Since the first time I was in the world with my friend, well, my friend was another world, but remember, you could take your memory cards and you could go by train to their world, and we would do that, and then we would fish and stuff. Oh my goodness. And you could, with your shovel, shiny object, and unbury it and collect a fossil and take it to the museum and collect all the oh my goodness. Animal Crossing's New Horizon, it's here. Fans have been clamoring for information on the Switch entry of Animal Crossing for some time now. The Nintendo Direct had some good and bad news. The title Animal Crossing New Horizons was formally revealed, as was the setting. Nook Inc. presents a deserted island getaway package that consequently will put you in severe debt. A spin on 3DS's New Leaf and the mobile Pocket Camp, the player character sets up a tent and cozy campfire, picks up resources to craft items like a flimsy axe, and visits island residents. In addition, there appears to be multiplayer as numerous player characters run across the island together. The bad news here, that's all good news. The bad news is the game has been delayed till March of 2020 next year, right before the end of the company's fiscal year. Again, like I said, that was the kind of running theme this E3 so far, either in October-ish of this year or March of next year. And it seems like most games are March of next year. So regardless, Animal Crossing's New Horizon on the Nintendo Switch, it's coming. I cannot wait. I cannot wait to get my Animal Crossing on. Cannot wait to dig for fossils and fish for fish. And I would always get like trash and bones, but it's still a good time. In one of the biggest news stories to come out of Nintendo Direct, if not the biggest, The Legend of Zelda is getting a Breath of the Wild sequel. They teased it right at the end. Right at the end of Direct, Nintendo briefly teased that a direct sequel to The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild is in development. Featuring the same art style as Breath of the Wild, Zelda and Link explore Hyrule Castle to find the decaying body of Ganondorf. After it awakes, the exterior of the castle billows with clouds as it seems to rise, and it looks like we're getting a sequel to Breath of the Wild. Cannot wait. Zelda is one of the best games. This is not an understatement. Ask anyone. Go look at Metacritic. Go look at reviews. One of the best games to come out in generations, if not one of the best games of all time. It is a masterpiece. And I cannot wait. Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild. There will be a sequel to it. It is coming. It's on its way. What a huge conference for Nintendo. Overall, I think they did a really good job. They had a lot to show. This was just a handful of what they had to show. They also had so many more games. Panzer Dragoon was one that was there. Ultimate Alliance 3 is coming. Dead by Daylight. Spyro. Minecraft Dungeons, of course, is coming. And we saw that during the Minecraft conference. Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles Remastered is coming. Wolfenstein Youngblood. Doom Eternal. The Elder Scrolls Blades, which we saw during Bethesda's conference. Nintendo is getting games, and it's getting games from everywhere. The Nintendo Switch is going to be one. I mean, it's already killing it in sales. It's going to just continue to kill it, I think. Well done, Nintendo. I think this is one of the biggest news events for Nintendo at E3, at least in the last couple years, right? I mean, it's fantastic. And that does us for today, everybody. Happy Wednesday. E3 is still going on. Stay tuned. We have a lot of news to go over. Again, I can't go over everything, so I just pick and choose what I think is the best, what is most interesting to me anyways. And I hope that you guys enjoy that. Regardless, if you haven't yet, please head over to iTunes, rate, review, and subscribe to us there. I love doing this every day. I love bringing this to you guys. Happy Wednesday. Happy Hump Day. We will see you guys first thing here tomorrow morning.